This is Jeff Riddle from Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia. This is an audio version of a book review that I have written. The book under review is by David Wenham, titled, Did St. Paul Get Jesus Right? The Gospel According to Paul. It was published by Lion Hudson in 2010 and is 160 pages in length. This review first appeared in the Reformed Baptist Trumpet, Volume 4, Numbers 1 and 2 in 2013, and it can be found on pages 11 through 13. Here now is the review. Did the Apostle Paul take the simple ethical religion of Jesus and make it the complicated doctrinal religion of Christianity? In other words, did Paul hijack early Christianity and essentially become the founder of a completely new religion? The notion that Paul and other early Christians distorted the Jesus movement and fabricated an entirely new and different religion can be found in many places today, from the scholarship of modern historical critical academia to popular novels and books on Jesus and early Christianity. From Reza Aslan's Zealot, The Life and Times of Jesus of Nazareth, to Dan Brown's The Da Vinci Code. In Did St. Paul Get Jesus Right?, David Wenham of Trinity College, Bristol, and formerly of Oxford University, sets out to defend Paul from such modern attacks. This brief, easily readable book summarizes the research and findings of Wenham's earlier and more scholarly work, Paul, Follower of Jesus or Founder of Christianity, published by Erdmans in 1995. This book can be easily read and digested by the busy pastor or interested layman. Here is a summary of the book's content. In the opening chapter, Wenham describes the goal of his book as, quote, to show that Paul did not invent Christianity or change the religion of Jesus, but that he got Jesus right, end quote, page 14. In the second chapter, he defends the propriety of accepting the New Testament as historically reliable, noting that, quote, the New Testament writings are not theological fairy tales or fictions, end quote, page 20. Chapter 3 examines Paul's dramatic, extraordinary conversion, defending him against the charge that this so-called mystical experience led him to, quote, novel interpretations of Jesus, end quote, page 39. Wenham rightly points out, among other things, that a grateful and humble convert like Paul would not have wanted to change the religion he had discovered. Chapters 4 to 6 examine the evidence in Paul's epistles, reflecting his knowledge of the historical Jesus vis-a-vis critics, who suggest that Paul's letters demonstrate little concrete evidence that he knew much about the Jesus of the Gospels. Wenham finds that Paul was not a so-called theological innovator, but that his letters reflect especially intense interest in the crucifixion, death, and resurrection of Jesus, as well as his ethical teachings. The cumulative effect of reading Paul is the realization that he was, quote, soaked in the traditions of Jesus, and that he taught and passed them on to his converts and the church congregations that he founded, end quote, page 79. In chapter 7, Wenham asks about Paul's views on the divinity of Jesus and the significance of his death. He concludes that Paul did not invent the incarnation or the atonement, nor did he import foreign ideas about Jesus from Greco-Roman religions. Chapter 8 ponders whether Jesus and Paul were in agreement with one another. Were they in accord? While acknowledging that Jesus and Paul were, quote, different people in different contexts doing different things, end quote, page 100, he concludes that their basic ideas are very much the same. Quote, the gulf that some people see between them is imaginary, end quote, page 123. In chapter 9, Wenham asks what influence Paul and his theology might have had on the canonical gospels. In other words, he asks if the Gospels were merely shaped to conform to Paul's theology. His answer is in the negative. A Gospel like Matthew, clearly coming from a Jewish Christian context, quote, cannot plausibly be seen as a champion for Pauline Christianity, end quote, page 127. Mark was associated with Peter in tradition, not Paul. There is no reason to suppose that Luke was, quote, a lackey of Paul and idolized him, end quote, page 130. And John, with its distinct language and theology, quote, cannot plausibly be assigned to a Pauline faction within the early church, end quote, page 131. Heretical, non-canonical Gnostic and Jewish Gospels were never serious rivals to the canonical Gospels, making the theory of a theological takeover by Paul good fiction, but without any solid basis at all. See pages 136 to 137. The final two chapters review the total argument of the book and draw final conclusions. Here, Wenham takes on the negative assessments made by some concerning Paul's character by arguing, quote, the view that Paul was a characteristically negative person and difficult to live with is not supported by the evidence, end quote, page 145. He adds that Paul might at times have been a controversialist in defending the truth. He was uncontroversial, however, in his views of Jesus. Wenham concludes, quote, Paul was not a mad individualist who invented the divine Jesus, but someone who came to accept the amazing fact that others before him had recognized, namely, Jesus of Nazareth was divine and did die for his sins and for the sins of the world, end quote, page 155. In a day when many are claiming that the Apostle Paul got Jesus wrong, and everything from sexual ethics and gender roles to the atonement and eschatology, pitting the Jesus of the Gospels against the Paul of the Epistles, Wenham makes a cogent argument for the fact that Paul got Jesus right. The Jesus preached by Paul was indeed the Jesus of history presented in the canonical Gospels, who is the Christ of faith. Wenham's work is commended for offering a timely, sound, and accessible work defending the traditional Christian understanding of Paul and his preaching of Jesus before his many modern critics. Here ends the review. You can receive audiobook reviews and notes like this one, Word Magazine podcasts and sermons by subscribing to CRBC's sermon audio feed on iTunes by searching for Christ Reformed Baptist Church. For video material, you can subscribe to the Word Magazine channel on YouTube.com. You can also find written book reviews, notes, and articles on my blog, jeffriddle.net.